Dombey and Son by Charles Dickens. Read by Andrew Sachs. Dombey sat in the corner of the darkened room in the great armchair by the bedside, and Son lay tucked up warm in a little basket bedstead in front of the fire, as if his constitution were analogous to that of a muffin, and it was essential to toast him brown while he was very new. Dombey was about 48 years of age. Son, about 48 minutes. Dombey, exulting in the long-looked-for event, jingled and jingled the heavy gold watch-chain that depended from below his trim blue coat. "The house will once again, Mrs. Dombey," said Mr. Dombey, "be not only in name, but in fact, Dombey and Son." Dombey and Son. The words had such a softening influence that he appended a term of endearment to Mrs. Dombey's name, though not without some hesitation, as being a man but little used to that form of address, and said, "Mrs. Dombey, my dear." A transient flush of faint surprise overspread the sick lady's face as she raised her eyes towards him. "He will be christened Paul, his father's name, Mrs. Dombey, and his grandfather's." And again he said, "Dombey and Son," in exactly the same tone as before. Those three words conveyed the one idea of Mr. Dombey's life. The earth was made for Dombey and Son to trade in, and the sun and the moon were made to give them light. He had risen, as his father had before him, in the course of life and death, from Son to Dombey, and for nearly 20 years had been the sole representative of the firm. Of those years, he'd been married 10...